Tonight's lesson is part two of the lesson entitled Support Your Local Church series, and is entitled Responsibilities to the Church. I covered the topics membership in the local church and is local church membership necessary in the previous lesson. I put three handouts out in the foyer because I probably won't cover the last lesson, okay? So what I have done basically is given you all the notes, and if you so desire, you can go through and finish the lesson up that way. Okay. And boom. Good. As indicated on the slide, the topic is broken into two subtopics as follows. One, attitudes to maintain. Two, action steps to take. Okay, now, basically, this is going to be a list. It's going to be things to do, then a scripture. So it's going to be, for lack of a better word, it's going to be quote-unquote boring. All right? So here we go. Concern for one another. And this is taken from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 25 through 26. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all members suffers with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Humility, lowliness of mind. This is taken from Philippians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Amen to that. A peaceable spirit. And this is taken from Romans, the 14th chapter, verses 17 through 19. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Appreciation for others and their work. And this is taken from 1 Thessalonians. And this is taken from 1 Thessalonians, the 1st chapter, verses 2 and 3. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. Willingness to cooperate and work together. This is taken from 12th chapter, verse 21. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, whoops, hey. Try hard. And they, or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Quote from a young man. It marks a big step in a man's development when he comes to realize that other men can be called on to help him do a better job than he can do alone. And this is taken from Andrew Carnegie. And I like the second part here. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Next item. Friendliness and warmth. And this is taken from Philippians, the 1st chapter, and verse 7. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. Gentleness and meekness, and this is taken from Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, King James Version, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Forbearance, long suffering, patience, forgiveness. This is taken from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. My favorite. Love. This is taken from John, the 13th chapter, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Such attitudes will ensure that involvement in a local church will be a great blessing, and success will be had by all. The next item is action steps to take. A Christian should seek to place membership with a faithful local congregation whenever possible, as stated in Acts, the 9th chapter, in verse 26. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. He tried. Drifters, floating members, members at large, are missing an important aspect of what it means to be a Christian. The same goes for passive spectators, those who are just along for the ride, of permanent visitors. One places membership with the intent of being an actual functioning member, not a mere appendage to the body. It involves making real commitments to the group to work and serve. Attend and participate in the assemblies of the congregation. The scripture for this was taken from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The Christian enjoys benefits from private and family worship, but must not neglect God's provision for collective congregational worship and Bible study. Every aspect of our assemblies is vital to Christian growth as follows. One, the Lord's Supper. This is taken from 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 20. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Praying. This is taken from Acts, the 2nd chapter, in verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Singing. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Preaching and teaching. This is taken from Acts 20 and 7. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Giving as we have prospered. This is taken from 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches at Galatia, so you must also do. On the first day of the week, that each one of you lay by in store, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. Okay, I'm going to deviate from the scripture for a second. Excuse me, just to take a second. There. What I'm going to do, if I can get away with it, is put away, there you go. That I don't have one. I had the, not going to be able to, I'm going to do it. Give me a second. Can't do it. There, I got it. All right. Bear with me, not him. This is pressure. I got it. Okay. I'm going to insert two slides. Come here. There you go. There. Okay. Okay, that's okay. I know better, in case you're wondering. There we go. There. We use slides. Browse. Okay, desktop. There. All the way. There. Okay, and we're going to take these. Go there. There. All right. Wow. Babies and food. Okay. Conclusion. That's what all that was about. Too often, churches are like football games. Too often, churches are like football games. The players on the field could use a little rest from their exertion. The spectators in the stand need to exercise more. Churches, likewise, have players and spectators. The players are the active members, faithfully supporting the local church. The spectators are the members who benefit while expecting others to carry the load. Do we really appreciate and love the church of our Lord for which he shed his blood, as stated in Acts the 20th chapter, verse 28? Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. And let us fulfill our responsibilities to the church, both universal and local. You should support your local church by being an active and involved member. Not only will you bless others in doing so, but you yourself will be richly blessed in return. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. With that, the lesson will come to a close. And we'll end our lesson with an invitation for those who desire to repent, for those who have a desire to become a member of the Lord's church. For those who desire to become a member of the Lord's church, here's the plan or process. Basically, it is, you must hear. Romans 10, 17 says, so that faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. After that, you must repent. The scripture says the roots, the third, wait a minute. After that, you must believe. The scripture says in John 8, 24, except you believe that he, you will die in your sins. Next, you must repent. The 13th chapter, verses 3 to 5, Jesus says, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Next, you must confess. That's taken from Romans 10th chapter, verses 9 to 10, which states, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Last but not least, you must be baptized. Mark 16 and 16. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. If you have a desire to do so, please come forth at this time while we sing. Amen.